Hello, everybody. How you doing? It's John the Fantasy Horseman here. Sunday morning, a little before 11 o'clock. I wanted to go over my top five picks for next year, fantasy football. I was looking at it, and this is the order that I would do. It probably will change. For now, this is what I'd be going with, but you can invert a player or two. My number one would be Dalvin Cook on the Vikings. He had a phenomenal year this year. He does catch passes out of the backfield. Their offense is pretty good. He is the third down back. He does get the goal lines, and he scored a lot of touchdowns. The only concern, obviously, with him is health. But I don't think he missed too many games this year. So going forward, I think he's a safe bet to get 10, 15 points a week. And some weeks he, you know, does monster points. My second player is Derrick Henry. I was torn between him and McCaffrey, but I'm going Derrick Henry. I know there's probably going to be a regression, but he just gets so many carries and scores so many touchdowns that you really can't. I mean, you can't knock him for getting a number two Derrick Henry. And maybe he might even catch a couple passes here and there, but he's almost a lock for like 15 touchdowns. I don't think he's going to run for 2,000 yards again, but you never know. That offense is pretty good, and it does revolve around him. Well, my third player, Christian McCaffrey. Now, I know he had a not great year this year. He only played in three games. But the three games that he did play, he was a beast. He does catch tons of passes. He is the goal line back. He's the number one player on the team. I think the offense is not bad with some of the wide receivers that they do have. So I wouldn't hesitate to take Christian McCaffrey third. And maybe he would be go later in some of your drafts. I would definitely be jumping on him because prior to this year, I don't think he's missed too many games, so I would roll with him. My number four player would be Alvin Kamara. He just had a monster year. I believe he's the number one asset on the Saints, whether Breeze is there or not. He's still very good. He does catch a lot of passes. He is the goal line back. He's got speed. The offense is pretty good. Even if Breeze won't be there next year, I'd still roll with Kamara, number four pick. Number five pick, I was torn. I will say Nick Chubb. He had a good year. I know he missed some time, but that Browns offense is run heavy. I know Kareem Hunt is on the team as well. He gets the third down work. But Chubb can still catch passes, and he is the goal line back. And he has breakaway speed, and he had a very good year with the Browns. That's a pretty safe pick if you can get Chubb at number five. Or if you want to take Devontae Adams, I wouldn't be opposed to that either. He is the number one receiver in football. He's got a tremendous rapport with Rodgers. It's a great offense. For a number six pick, you get the number one receiver. He scored 18 touchdowns. I'm sure that's going to regress, but 12, 13, he still might have over 100 catches and 1,000-plus yards. I don't think you can go wrong with Devontae Adams. I'd be happy with that pick. So anyway, those are my top five picks for next year. I'll be working on my top 10, top 20, in a time. So hopefully everybody has a good day. Enjoy the playoff games if you're watching them. And I guess I will talk to you later. Bye.